And now comes a story of lions on the loose, four of them shot by fearful villagers in, of all places, central Arkansas. Johnny Vaughn of Quitman, Arkansas, is now the most famous lion slayer in Cleburne County, and he joins us. And Mr. Vaughn, what happened?
Well, I got in from work Thursday afternoon and had a note on my door that said lions was loose. Then the process of starting looking for them started then. The owner, Steve Henning, which says these are not his lions, by the way. Somebody's just dumped them out. His wife stepped out and asked me if I had a long gun, which is a rifle, and I said, yes, I do. So she said, well, he's right back here. He's got one spotted. Can you come shoot it? I said, yes, I can. But by the time we got back here, he was gone. The lion was gone, too. So we looked around, and, it got close to dark. I went and warned some more of my neighbors that had children and stuff and told them to be sure to stay inside until we got things under control. And I come back to my house, and Mr. Henning was here and said one of the lions is over looking at the camel.
Looking at the, I'm sorry? Looking
a camel. He has.
Oh, looking at a camel. I see. Yes, the lion was eyeing a camel. Yeah.
Yes, he's laying there looking at the camel. And it was, like I say, just right at dark. I could barely get my crosshairs on the line to shoot it. But I did, and another one was wounded that night by another resident around here. And the next day, the Game and Fish had come out, and finally, they shot the other one and destroyed it. So that was supposed to have been three there.
So that's three lions that have been shot. And the fourth one?
Right. Saturday morning, I got up and done a few things around here, thinking all the lions was done. Gone, but I thought, I'm just going to walk over there and see if we're doing anything, if we're investigating or anything. So got my rifle and got over to his place and was looking and was trying to get up a higher view to where I could see. And I seen this one stretched out, and I thought it was dead. I thought, well, he's pulled this over here, just let it rot on this guy's land. But I got about 10 or 12 foot from it, and I could see it breathing. And I thought, oh, Lord. And I took about two steps back, and then it turned around and looked at me, and then I shot it.
From 15 feet away?
Right.
And that's the, that's how four lions have been shot in Cleburne County, Arkansas. Okay, now, let's sort this out a bit. You live adjacent to a safari park, I guess.
Right. It used to be called Safari Park when it was in Greenbrier, but he moved from there up to here because we have no county ordinances, and they had passed ordinances down there to get him out of Faulkner County.
This is Mr. Henning, Steve Henning?
Yes. I've been trying ever since he's been here to get fences and stuff put up that would make it safe for us, but to no avail.
Well, are you saying that Mr. Henning's wildlife farm with lions, he also has some tigers and some other big cats, that there are no fences around it?
All this got is holding pins. And that's made, I don't know if you're aware of what cattle panels is. It's just a real heavy gauge wire or metal. It may be 8 foot tall, and it turns in on top about 2 foot, and that's it. That's all he's got.
He insists these are not his lions.
He insists that they're not. Yes.
He says somebody who was trying to give him some lions must have set them loose.
Right.
It was a lion deal gone awry, I guess.
I guess.
They're beautiful animals, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, it's a shame. I hate it for that. These two I shot was starved down. The first one really worse than the second one, but they were really starved down, and it's just it's a shame. It's not the animal's fault. They're beautiful animals. You're right, and I hate to have to destroy anything like that, but we also got to protect ourselves around here.
Mr. Vaughn, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Johnny Vaughn of Quitman, Arkansas, who has killed two lions, which he believes escaped from the property next door, a safari park.